Well, good evening, BBS Radio, and welcome to Monday night conference call. This is a simulcast also. This is Donna from Great Falls, Montana. Heiss is eating dinner at this moment, and I'm trying to cover and give the man a break. I'm not quite sure what our title is of our discussion tonight. Please, you know, feel free to check your email. I'd like to mention at this time that we have two other calls. We have one on Sunday, our Grid Healing, and it's our most popular call. And we also have question and answers on Wednesday evening. Please come and be with us and join us. All right. We've had other callers come in at this time. Wonderful. Back to the scene.
Getting a
fast.
Donna?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Wynn. Welcome to the call.
Hi, first time here.
Let's see. Is Fred here?
Yes, Fred is here.
Fred is here.
So is Dr. Terry.
And Dr. Terry is here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm here.
Hi, Dr. Terry.
Right. Don't go away, Terry.
Hi, Doc.
All right, we've had other callers come in. Would you like to say your name and location?
Jay Wilder, Sedona, Arizona.
Well, welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you.
Marilyn, Oxford, Michigan.
Well, welcome back.
Marilyn, number two.
Yep. Is there anyone else?
Flagstaff.
Oh, good. Welcome to the call.
And this is Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger. Welcome to the call this evening. Everybody's hitting it once. Forgive me.
Hi, everybody. All right, you're doing great.
I'm gonna mute everybody. Just a moment.
Okay.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Now, let me see. Do we have Fred here?
Fred is here, and he is the moderator.
Yes, Fred, but he's not answering me.
Fred, can you hear us? The line is open. He was earlier speaking with us. Fred, we cannot hear you.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Hello.
Fred?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Fred, were you muted?
I was muted, but I'm unmuted.
Okay. You're going to have to be another student for Terry, you know.
I had only the best of instructors.
I got the things, then.
Okay. Let me see if Terry Friedman, do we hear you? Probably not. You're probably muted, right?
Uncle Terry is a regular line. That's what you're asking for?
Is he muted?
Yes, he is. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, well, no, I don't want him yet. But Terry, don't go away. We're going to bring you up. And this call, okay? And Jerry Brown, are you there?
Yes. I'm here.
We could have Fred give you an unmute lesson, right? Okay. We're all doing good. Thank you all. Are we recording yet? No.
Nope.
Let's start a recorder.
All right, here we go.
Of course, I don't know the date. Anyone?
It is at the 12th.
12th.
Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is October 12th, 2015. Wynn and Terry in Arizona. Fred Brooks, who is our guest tonight in Alaska. I think it's like some fishing town, right, Fred?
It's north of Anchorage.
Just north of Anchorage, okay. And Terry Friedman will be coming into the call a little later. Thank you for being here, Terry. He said he was feeling a little better today, which is a good sign. And I wanted Terry Friedman particularly on this call because I wanted him to see if he can resonate with Fred Brooks. And if you saw the email I sent out, you know, I was going to do a call and introduce Fred to everybody and kind of recommend him. I've already been kind of quietly recommending him. I've been monitoring the results. And I was talking about, you know, somebody has to go through a lot of hoops to get recommended. And one of the things is they should be coming to the calls somewhat regularly, so they're part of the energy of our group. If somebody's just coming in from outside that says, I'm a healer, I'm afraid of a divisive energy. Doesn't mean they're not good, but that's not what I see is my, how can I say it? Usually if somebody's a member of the group, or they're coming to the group, you know, there's no membership here, but just coming, they're into the energy of the group, and they add that, and Fred is going to share some of that. They add that to what they do. So what happens is, if you can get the energy from someone like Fred, and you come back to the group, it's a reiteration of the energy. Like we always talk about people that feel energy on the line, and many, many people do. And that if you got a healing energy from Fred, and I should say, and Ed Spina both, they both seem to have a similar energy to what's on the line, but they're able to direct it personally. You know, I would like to just talk a little bit about the idea of healing energy, because I've asked a number of questions in the past years to our sources, and it made sense to me. And the answers are not so obvious. There are many people that do healing out there. There's Reiki. There's Jaw-Ray. There's people who transmit energies. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily, how can I say it? The ability to transmit energy is good. But the thing about it is the person working with the Christus energy? Because one of the subtle things I learned about the transmission of energy through the psychic levels from one place to another is that there's the potential to have hitchhikers ride that energy. And those hitchhikers may be negative. They may be service to self because they can read the energy. And it's like, for example, I asked the question about Reiki. I don't think I asked it publicly. I asked it privately. And I said, can you tell me something about Reiki? Is it a good thing for people? And the answer was very interesting because Reiki is an energy transmission, but their answer was, it depends on who's doing it, essentially. In other words, if the person that's doing Reiki has a connection with the Christed energies, then the chances are it's going to be a pure experience. And if they don't, there's the potential for hitchhikers. So even though it seems like it's one technique and everybody can do that technique, and of course the thing about having a recognized technique like that is that you can hang a shingle out and turn it into a business because it's in the collective as a healing thing. But are you doing totally positive work? You have to evaluate whether the person that's doing it has the Christed energy. And somebody that's doing something as a business sometimes can lose the Christ energy and get into the money-making aspect of things. Making money is a pretty big addiction in this realm for all of us. And I'm not holding it against anybody. It just takes a lot of self-discipline to stay in the Christed energy. Imagine Jesus was going through town and he said, well, who's got like $10 to get a healing today? It's like Jesus wouldn't be famous today probably if he was doing that. He might have even died sooner. Now I'm talking about Jesus. I should have Terry Friedman comment. Well, he will. We'll get to you, Terry. But nonetheless, Fred has the ability to send energy. And I think that's the best way to say it, to send energy from where he is to anywhere on the planet, I believe. And when he does this, he says he can see energetically the location where he's sending the energy to. And he can see if there are entities there, if there are ghosts there, if there are hitchhikers that are hitchhiking on somebody, if there are implants. And then he says that he is able to remove those things from the space. And I am amazed at the results from people who I recommended to Ed, and that had amazing, almost permanent shifts, maybe permanent. Oftentimes, somebody will bring back the patterns in themselves that will attract those entities back again. And sometimes you might need a touch-up. But most times people need touch-ups, but I got emails from people that had permanent shifts from working with Fred. I thought maybe before I put Fred on, we'll question him about how he does this and what he's experienced. Let me just see if there's anyone on the line that had an experience with Fred that would like to share what happened to them. Do star six if you're there. We didn't prearrange this call, so.
I could. Oh, go ahead.
Is that Morgan?
Yes.
Okay, Morgan, why don't you share your experience?
Well, since I came here about 12 years ago, there were people that in this very small town who decided that they got to decide who lived here and the circumstances around them, et cetera. And they were very harassing. And they didn't miss a chance, you know, to see that I understood that. So it got kind of more than annoying. And so when I heard about Fred, I talked to Wynn for a second and asked him, do you think he can do anything about, you know, shifting these people or something, and or the energy? And he said, well, give it a try. And I said, okay. So I called him, and he was as sweet as pie and as wonderful. And he said, I don't know when, but I will see what I can do. Might be in the next night or two. And I'll let you know. And if you notice anything, let me know. So I just hung up the phone and said my prayers.
Morgan,
and,
let me ask you something.
Sure.
The people that were doing this harassing energy, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they doing it just because they were radiating negative energy, or were they kind of black magicians intentionally doing it?
I actually don't know. I just know they didn't like single women, and I wasn't. I don't even know some of these other people, like in my personal life, but other women. I've heard them talking about this area, and the same thing happened to them if they weren't married. So I don't know what the deal was, but you know what their problems are. And the thing is, I was trying to get a hold of Fred before the phone call tonight again, because as I called him about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, and I told him that some of these people have moved back and that they were doing the harassing thing again, and I didn't understand it. And he said sometimes they will just come back, and of course they're regular people, and they did move back to where they could live. And just over this last weekend, they have got their moving van and moved out again. So I was going to say thanks again to them, okay. You know.
All
so,
right.
You know, because, you know, they don't miss a chance to, you know, take your paper or, you know, fool with your
mm-hmm.
mail or whatever. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
Anyways, long story, if we'll call you on the phone or whatever, you know.
All right.
So.
Fred?
Okay.
Fred, are you there?
Yeah.
Why don't you comment? Is it Morgan, is it okay if Fred comments on
sure.
what it looks like from his end? Okay, why don't you
sure.
comment, Fred?
Well, I cleared Morgan in her home, and we went, let's see, if they all get mixed up, I think 5 miles north, 5 miles south, 5 miles east, 5 miles west, and cleared all the negative public energy, everything
yeah.
in public places, that's the streets and sidewalks and alleys and all that, and gets that out, because once things kind of start, then it gathers up and piles on, you know, negative attracts negative, and cleared that up, and then asked if you know, the team was willing to look at these people and clear them, and they said yes. Now we cleared them, but since they're unknowing of it, they're not going to practice their spiritual hygiene and keep themselves clear. They're going to keep drinking or whatever they're doing and allow these things back in, and that's what happens. Then energy itself, even clearing a neighborhood, the energy moves around. So clearing mm-hmm. one thing, something like a park, or playground is one thing, keeping it clear is another, because it's a free will universe and energy mm-hmm. itself sort of has a will of its own and moves around.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So basically, if I understand it, there were some people in the town that
mm-hmm.
were like psychically interfering with other people in the town. And when
and physically, just when, you know. I never saw what they looked like, but I knew when they were around, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you did the clearing, they couldn't access this anymore. And
right.
They moved, right? Is that what
yeah,
I understood? Was
they moved for a couple of months, and then they moved back, but they're gone again now, so that's okay with me.
All right. Okay, let's see if there's another person on the line. Someone was on.
That's John.
Thank you, Fred.
John, go ahead, John.
All right. Sometime around the 28th, I think it was, of September, Fred did a first clearing on me. I noticed a pretty big difference, a shift in my energy, and I was able to actually start looking for a job again. Before Fred did the clearing on me, I noticed there was something about my energy that was just not quite right, and I wasn't sure what it was, but I knew that there was something really seriously wrong with it, and after he did the clearing, I was able to start looking for jobs again and applying, and it wasn't even 2 days later, or a day or two later, I got a... I'm filling an application. I got a reply from the HR director at the Andre Agassi Prep College Academy and scheduled me for an interview. And that next week, I was actually the 7th, I had an interview with him and I got the job.
All right.
Now, strange thing is... Prior to that, I had other clearings, and I felt that those clearings helped, but this one, for some reason, it really did the trick. Like I said, I have no idea what was wrong with my energy, but there was a significant shift enough of my energy that it cleared whatever was wrong with my energy, and I was able to actually look for jobs again. So it was such a... tremendous difference that right now, matter of fact, it was such a big difference that Fred told me that I should do two things. One, I should exercise, physically exercise a lot and meditate because my energy was way, way, way too high. He was afraid that I was going to pick up it could be anything. If because my energy is so ridiculously high, I should have, just exercise to keep my...
To get grounded.
That's the exact word he's using. And I just want to mention that. So if you do get a... energy clearing from Fred, you may want to do some exercise and meditation afterward just to help yourself out. Just keep yourself grounded, and it'll help a lot. And that's what I did, and that's what I'm doing now. So you have to pay attention to what Fred tells you to do. Please do it.
Could you feel when Fred was in your space? Did you feel
it? Yeah, it was really weird. It was like almost immediately afterward, I saw a shift, and it was in my energy. And like I said, I had utter energy clearance prior to this, and I felt cleared from there, but I still felt there was something wrong with my energy, and I didn't know what it was, and he took care of it. Okay, so that's basically all I'm going to say about it.
Okay. Is it okay if Fred comments how it looked to him?
Yes. Please do.
Go ahead, Fred.
Well, John's energy block was he had an attachment. Negative attachment, and this is non-human, and the range is hundreds, especially in these times. So I usually don't even ask what they are, ask if they're human or non-human. That's it. And he also had some implants, and I asked if they would remove those, and they said yes or neutralize them either way, and they were neutralized. And I think his body's in the process of spitting one out now, kind of like a splinter kind of deal, kind of bubbles up and pluses up and pops out.
Why don't you share what an implant is?
An implant, John sent me a picture of Gee Whiz thing, a photograph of basically a drone in the background between two trees. Not one of our drones, an alien drone. It was an orange ball. As soon as I saw it, I thought, well, this thing isn't there by chance. As they're observing him, and there is a reason, and I knew right away that he'd been abducted. John, may I speak about this?
Sure. I just didn't know if it was safe because they said we shouldn't talk about it. I didn't mention it.
This is a select group, and it's not transmitted out to the world, and most of these people are higher vibration and looking for this stuff. So, putting it on out to the world is one thing, but a select group is different. So anyway... we went ahead and did that, and I told him, I asked him right away, and he said, it's funny you should ask that kind of thing, and I said, okay, well, that's what it was, and they're gone now. So between the two, that was blocking his energy and allowed it to flow, but he still has high energy, like a broadcasting antenna. It's not channeled properly and everything, and that's where the instructions for the grounding and exercise came from. So, because if you're just... transmitting energy like a tower willy-nilly, of course, everything, all those negative things are here for energy. They're usually here for negative energy. They're attracted to fear, hate, greed, all those nasty things, divorce energies and all those. But they'll take any free energy they can get. And they see a broadcasting tower, that's like a magnet. Zip! And they'll zip right over and latch onto your energy field, your aura, and stay in there. It's not a possession, but they stay in there and just will drain all the energy they can. As long as you're willing to let it go, they're willing to take it. And that's pretty much the deal with John.
Did you want to describe what a attachment is for everyone?
Well, it's any negative energy or entity that gets in your energy field. We're electric beings. We only have 75% water or whatever percentage they come up with this month. And depending on the person, whether they're hydrated or not, all that. But since we are, our brains fire with electrical charges. So we're electrical, and we have energy fields. You can see it in brilliant photography or whatever, and we all have auras. I have a photograph of me, my aura, and... they come in and they sit in this energy field. And if your aura expands or contracts, it can be 3 inches from your body, or it can be 3 feet or 3 yards or 300 miles if you're a really open person like Daphne, for instance. It can be way out there. Or it can be tight when we go into crowds or whatever. We suck it in or places where we think, ooh, I'm not welcome here, and it contracts with them automatically. But anyway, these things get in that energy field, and they have access to your physical body, your thoughts, and other things. So they could be a number of things. I can't go down the list of possible attachments that take. In fact, I don't even know them all, but it would take hours. Did we lose Wynn? Did we lose me?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
We've talked about this in some of our sessions about attachments and implants, and we're all vulnerable to this, particularly as you get more advanced.
I can't hear you. Is it me or is it Wynn?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I just moved on the noisy line. Sorry, Ed.
Fred, can you hear me now?
I hear you now, yes.
Okay. So, as we become more advanced spiritually, we attract more things. You know, some years ago, there was a guy, and he's still in our group, maybe he's listening, but I'm not going to say who he is, but he was really, really under attack. And he used to have to move every 3 or 4 months, and he was trying to get away from it. And I remember years ago, when I didn't understand this stuff, I had a girlfriend who was under attack. And I thought she was crazy, because she used to keep saying, they're watching me, they're looking through the ceiling, they're looking through the wall. And you know, to all appearances, she would have looked like paranoid schizophrenia. But she fit, you know, when I go back and look at it, I wish I knew her now so I could recommend somebody like Fred to help. And oftentimes, we have these things in more subtle ways where we don't even know what's going on, but we have a repetitive pattern that we just can't seem to get out of. And oftentimes, these kinds of patterns are caused by some kind of outside ambient influence. And Terry is quite an expert at this. We don't talk about it a lot, but she sees those things, and she works on them in herself. And so thank you, John. And let me ask Fred some questions. I know I've talked to Fred a number of times, and it's very interesting because when he does this work, he says he has a team on the other side that works with him. And his team actually does the work, and he's an intermediary for the team. And since he started coming into our calls, which has probably been for a couple of years, he says, I say he says because you have to decide if this is true. He says he's been calling on Ra'an, and they're helping supervise the team. And so, Fred, when did you first learn that you had this ability?
When my apartment looked like Grand Central Station of the paranormal, and I started reading every book I could about psychic protection and, you know, studying everything I could. I'd had some great experiences where the Holy Spirit flowed through, men in white robes in the hallway. It was great. And when I saw them, I knew, because I'd asked to serve. And I'd had all these magnificent things happening. And when I saw them in the white robes, I knew that whatever was going to happen, everything was going to be fine. I had no idea what was going to happen, but I knew everything would be fine. And so I had met someone who had, and I've met several of these since. They're people that were born with their crown chakras wide open, and all through their childhood never had anyone to speak to about this. So they've seen the good, bad, and the ugly. And, of course, being a child, they instigate fear in these children and to the point where they can actually throw them across the room. I mean, they're being beaten up by these entities. So every time this person was...
How long ago did you have this experience? in your own apartment?
About 7 years.
7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time you tapped into this ability to clear your own space, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And then,
Well, the more I worked on it, they kept filling up, the better it got. And the mm-hmm. more I was guided, and they actually guided me, try this, try that. And it mm-hmm. was a slow process and learning, and I stumbled and fell and got up, brushed myself off, and kept going because I'm a bit of a hard head. And I guess they said, this, we could use this guy who's like my Air Force recruiter. Man, can we use you? So, since I volunteered, and I seem to lack this fear or common sense that most people have when they see the darkness they run, I look and I ask, why? What? You know? And so they led me and guided me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing it locally, word of mouth, and was happy doing that. So they showed me that there was a need out there and a lot of people needed help.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, but I really didn't want to do this big thing. They dragged me kicking and screaming the whole way. pretty much still are. But it's okay. I don't have any problem with it. I offered, and they said yes, so it's a done deal, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the guy that I mentioned earlier who had some attachment to him, and he was really paranoid, and he was moving all the time. And he hasn't moved. And I don't know if he's totally cleared. He'll probably want to get another clearing with you, Fred, after he hears this, if he listens to our calls. But I know that listening to our calls has helped him. And in one of the questions at the time about this fellow, they said, and this blew my mind, and then, you know, I'm not saying this is true, I'm just telling us what they say, but it very well could be true, that 2% of the people in this realm have attachments and implants, and that particularly they go for people that have a high light, that are evolved beings, because those are the people that are the threats to the negative in this realm. And those are the people probably they can get the most energy from because they have a lot of light. And they go after them. 2%. You realize how many people that is? Oh, my God. You know, we live in a cosmic soup, all of us, whether we like it or not, it's the way it is. And that there's all these beings from angels and positive helpers to entities that are service to self and draining you all around us all the time. And most of us don't have a clue because we go through mood. We go through depressions. We go through, like John was saying, I can't get a job. You know, John has been coming to our calls for a couple of years, and everybody knows him because he's such a loudmouth, a lovable loudmouth. Hi, John. And he's always been putting in getting a job in the light for a couple of years now. And, you know, after Fred worked on him, I spoke to John, and I didn't even know Fred had worked on him. And I said, John, there's something shifted in your energy. And then he went in to say, yeah, Fred worked on me. And he was amazed at how it worked. And John, I thank you so much for letting your story be told. And let's see if is there anyone else? Star 6.
Fred did a clearing for me where I live.
Okay, and what did you experience, Donna?
Well, my neighbors came to me. They were literally at each other's throats, and the female came to me and said, I don't know what it is, but there's something in this house, something evil just tearing us apart. She goes, so when I walk over to your house, I don't feel it because it's like an invisible line. And I said, well, I know somebody I can call and talk with them about it. So I contacted Fred, and Fred mm-hmm. worked on it, and he told me he cleared every, you know, the whole property where I live. He cleared it.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, I went over to see how the neighbors are doing, and she goes, I don't know what it is, but the air is sweet. It's just peaceful. She goes, we haven't had one cross word with each other, not all day. And I said, mm-hmm. well, there's more trouble. Let me know. I said, but you know, you need to keep prayers and keep bringing the light in to keep it this way. Mm-hmm. And that's what mm-hmm. she does. So if Fred wants to give his side of it, that's fine.
Go ahead, Fred.
I don't remember. Donna asked me to clear a property, and I did. I don't remember what was there. What I do, I don't go in and look and ask, okay, what's wrong with this person? Is it this? Is it that? I have a list. It's a long list. And I started doing it this way because I noticed in the beginning that I would miss something, one little thing, and have to go back, or this little thing. So I have a list. And mm-hmm. when I clear someone or something, I go down the list and just to make sure that I don't get anything or don't miss anything. And then I go back and tell them when it's cleared and let me know because I will mm-hmm. do follow-up. I don't know if I've missed anything, mm-hmm. if there's anything new, you know, or anything like that. So I just pretty much go down the list. Unless it's a really involved case where someone's really under heavy attack, then it has to get more detailed. But other than that, a general clearing, I go down the list. And it's like I say, there's 19 items and 13 negative emotions, and that's about two-thirds of the list. That's before you get into the mm-hmm. specialties. So.
And you do all this when you're not on the phone with the person, right? You do it just...
Yeah, it's hard to do on the phone because some of these things, when they come and go, a lot of them, they're not there all the time. And they will leave, and they'll know that, okay, well, this person's trigger is at work, okay? So mm-hmm. they'll leave when the person goes home, or there it'll be at home by Christmas. And they'll show up when that person is in, you know, a vulnerable state where something's going to trigger their anger or their fear or their guilt, whatever it is. And that's when they show up, because I've been told, no, mm-hmm. not now, wait 2 days. Okay, I'll wait mm-hmm. 2 days, that's mm-hmm. fine. Or not wait till tonight. Okay, great. We'll wait till tonight. Mm-hmm. That's fine. So mm-hmm. There are a lot of variables. A lot of variables. Almost every case is different. It's really delicate.
Yeah. Now, you know, we've recommended Ed Spina in the past, and he's had amazing things. And one of the things that started me on this whole thing is I've known Ed Spina for 3 years, and I knew he did energy clearing, but I never recommended him. We were doing business together. And then it came up, I forget how it came up with Fred, that Fred had, Fred and Ed knew each other, and they both respected each other in what they did. And in fact, Ed had gone in and worked with Fred at one point when Fred got under the weather of holding too many energies of people, because there's a potential that when you clear an entity, it may come and try to attack you, or something like that. So then I started looking more closely at Fred, and you know Ed has been doing it in a kind of more professional than Fred, but I'm getting equal, they're different in certain ways. I'm not sure I can verbalize how they're different. They both are able to clear things. Fred's speciality is clearing an area, which includes the person. In other words, he can move into an area that's really big. How big an area can you work on, Fred?
Oh, I don't know. We do 5 miles. We've done 5 miles each side of a home, or let's see, cemeteries, large parks, buildings, office buildings. Or it takes a long time, depending on how big the building is. But that kind of
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm. And when you work on clearing an area, you're also working on clearing the person as well, right?
Right. What I found is I started clearing property, and it was fairly, well, I was going to say simple, but it's not, because there are portals and all kinds of things that can go on. But it was enough in its own. And then I found that that people were waking up and they were feeling better, and it wasn't just the space. So I started talking to the team, and I said, you cleared that person, didn't you? Yes. Are you clearing these people automatically? Yes. Okay. Well, let's. Do you want me to do this? Yes. Okay. So we started clearing people. And then, so they were kind of separate. Then I realized it didn't do any good to clear a person and have them go home into a contaminated area. Because if they're contaminated or have attachments or an outright possession, if they go home, I can guarantee you there's a portal in that home. There are negative human souls in that home at a minimum. So it just became a combo deal. If someone asked me to clear them, I clear them in their home automatically. If someone asked to clear for their home to be cleared, I clear that home and everyone in it automatically, because there's no sense in doing sort of half-stepping and having them get contaminated, you know, the next day or that night when they go to sleep. So it became a combo deal.
Yeah. I don't want to do this right at this moment, but can you clear energy, like on a call like this, in a way that somebody might experience it?
We can, to a point, and they're willing to do this, like we did last time. Not everyone will benefit, but those open to it will benefit. And it depends upon how, if it's really in-depth, it may take a while, but they will feel some relief, you know. And I'm talking about an outright possession where there are six negative entities there. We'll call them negative entities. And that kind of thing, that takes a little longer. But for this thing, people, you know, usually say that, almost always say the same thing. It feels lighter in here. Oh, it feels so much lighter. And I'm sure that may mean different things to different people, but that's almost always what they say. It feels so much lighter and different. Like somebody opened the window and the sun came in, kind of thing.
I would assume your team is paying attention to us all. And they're really delighted to have this opportunity, because I can feel a little energy kind of in the background. And if any of you guys are feeling it, you might just inwardly say, hello, Fred's team. and when we'll do a little demonstration, maybe it'll open you up more to feel the experience. Let me see if Terry Friedman. I'm going to unmute Terry Friedman. Let's see. Terry, are you there? Terry Friedman. Calling Terry Friedman. Hello, Terry. Terry, I think he's sleeping. Okay, the energy probably put him to sleep. Terry Friedman. Okay,
this is Edna. I would like to talk also a little bit about the experience my friends of mine had with Fred, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Fred helped in special three people that I know, and one was a young person, the neighbor son. He had some issues because he's very, very, he can see and he can listen to entities around him, and he was going crazy because he didn't understand what's going on. So he was able to, Fred was able to go and help him, and he was really about to commit suicide because he did not know what's going on. So Fred helped him and coached him, and he's really a light worker. And then if another person works with me, and her dog was being attacked by an entity on her house. And Fred went in and also cleared and helped, and the dog is completely different today. And just last weekend, a friend of mine had issues in her house, and I was there. And Ed was able to get in and help as well. So Fred is really amazing what he does. I just want to put that out there.
I mean, the fact that a dog cleared means that it couldn't have been just the power of suggestion, right? There was something more to it.
That started with Kathleen. She said, called me and said, the dog thinks and puts it like this. He's being attacked by his ex-owner who has passed away. Uh-huh. And this person apparently was on his sick bed. And when he died, he looked over. Someone had given him this precious life, a companion dog. And he took all of his pain and suffering out on this poor dog and physically abused the dog. That was the last thought in his mind when he died. So when he died, he went right to where that dog was. The dog would not come out from under the bed because this, quote, ghost, unquote, his ex-owner, was still up there kicking, trying to punish this dog. So when I cleared the house and took the interview away, and I sent some help over to talk to Max, and it, like every other day, and the Max is, you know, not under attack. He's a whole new dog, and yeah. But it was true what Kathleen said. She's a very good animal reader.
Mm-hmm. You know, Terry Brown. Terry, are you on the line? Let's see if we hear you. She's busy unmuting. We don't hear you yet.
I'm here.
There we go. Now, we have had some experiences that somewhat correlate with what Fred's talking about, right?
Yeah, definitely. I can think of different readings we've done for people where they were having trouble. Like one person was having trouble with an orange orb that was stealing energy from them. And another person, every time she walked in her home, she felt like argumentative, and she felt really bad in her home. And her home was a really old English home with stone walls. And so they did a clearing on her home. And on the one with the orange entity, the person didn't know if the entity was, the orb was good or bad. And they indicated it was negative energy, taking mm-hmm. their energy. And
then there was that situation where somebody had some Indian ghosts, Native American ghosts on their property, somewhere in the middle of the country. Remember that?
Yeah, there was. Where it was in South Dakota, I believe, where the individuals were under attack, and they were moving out because there was a curse on the land. And so the Elohim handled it really, really well. They went in, and one of the girls from the area was on the line, too. And an Indian who was very tall and had a blue feather in his hair, and we called him Blue Feather. That seemed to have been his name, Blue Feather. And he said that he was in charge. No one was going to get him to change his mind, and he was going to make sure that every white settler in the area was killed, and no one was going to change his mind. And the Elohim said, we don't want to change your mind, and we're just concerned about you. You've been putting all of your energy into this, and it's been terrible for you. You've seen your people killed, your whole community gone, destroyed. It's been terrible for you, and we're concerned about you, and we want to give you a moment of rest. And so they placed a column of light down next to him. And they said, put your hand in, step into the column. And he says, no, I'm not going to. And they said, it won't hurt you. And so he put his hand in, and nothing happened, so he stepped in it, and then he just started to smile. and his smile got broader and broader, and then he started to laugh, and he was feeling so much better. And then they translated him to the higher realm where they could work with him intensely to get him feeling better and work with him and debrief him and everything. And so that was pretty amazing. And then that area, the people noticed a distinct difference. And the little girls, like before, would say, well, the Indian people come and play with me. And after that, like the little girl said, no more Indians been coming around. And it's like the curse came off the whole area. So that was an interesting hearing.
Fred, if somebody wants to work with you, you know, I know that Fred has got a big heart, and he's really helped a lot of people. And I guess he was proving himself that he could do this, but he has to earn a living, and he charges for it. How much do you charge if somebody wants to do a house clearing?
Well, I charge $60 for a property clearing. That's a house, property, rent, 5 acres, doesn't matter. And then once we started doing individuals, I was charging $60 for that. Since the combo deal is people and property both, same price, $50.
Uh-huh.
Double deal.
Pretty cheap. And how long?
Cheaper
than
anybody I've found so far.
How long does it take you to actually do this for someone?
Well, you know, I've had one where there was recently your basic Christian-type possession, where the whites of their eyes, and then they turn red, and they put the cross on their head, and they screamed and put it on their chest and clawing the eyes out. There was a time warp in that, that what should have taken a minimum, like to clear a cow pasture, for 35, 40 minutes, took 20 minutes to zap. I couldn't believe it. I thought I missed something, did something wrong. I checked 3 times. What did I miss?
Mm-hmm.
But they did it while this person was asleep, and there was a time orb. It was true. That's one that I would classify as a miracle to me. And most of them, not most, a lot of this stuff I understand, you know, but that mm-hmm. one I can't explain the time orb. But they normally go from 35 minutes, so I've had a 2.5 hour one. It was a real battle.
Now, when you start this and your team gets involved, will your team keep working in a situation even after you're not consciously paying attention to it?
Yes, they do. They will go back. Sometimes things take a while, and they will go back, and I will also go back the next day, and I'll check, but they will keep working. Yeah. Once I ask them, like, to work with Max, the dog, I ask my mm-hmm. dog, who comes and goes, and a member of the clearing team that's human that has crossed over and come back,
mm-hmm.
and my guardian angel. I said, once a day, go over there and spend an hour with Max. And, you know, so I sent a dog, a human, and an angel, and they would come back and say, Max is okay. I said, okay, please do that for a week and went mm-hmm. about my business. And then a week and a half later, I asked. They said, oh, yeah, we're still working on Max. He's great. And then the owner called and said, oh, Max is great. He's standing here beside me now. He never used to do this, and blah, blah, blah. So, but they do that without me asking sometimes. They see the need. In these times, it's special. They wouldn't be going out of their way this way. I don't think this is my personal opinion. I don't think they'd be going out of their way like this if we weren't in this ascension. And they're trying to save as many souls as possible and help rise up those that wish to rise up. And I think mm-hmm. that they're really going out of their way to do this. I really do.
Mm-hmm. You know, I put your phone number down on the email that I sent out today. And your website, I'll just tell everybody, heavenlyclearings.com. Phone number is 907-229-2475. And when somebody calls you, you don't immediately say, give me your credit card, right? You
No. We talked for a while. And
talked for a while. Make sure they feel comfortable with you. And mm-hmm. and I would suggest if somebody has a dire need for this and let's see, there's no way I can come up with $60. Fred will I know Fred, I'm speaking for him. He'll say, well, I'd like to not ask Fred to do it for nothing. So but let him charge you like a certain amount every month, like $30 a month or $20 a month, and keep to it and keep your integrity up, because this is his way of earning a living. And are you willing to do that, Fred?
Yeah. There's a drop-down menu. I have a special price for pets and a special price for artists. And if someone can't pay, I tell them, well, just hit the pet thing. It's $20 and do that for 3 months, and that's fine. Sure, you bet. Mm-hmm. I try and work around everything, you know. It's about the work. I just need to cover, you know, basic expenses.
Well,
this
is like a big deal, because this can make it or break it for somebody, I think. From my experience with Fred, it could make it or break it. You know what? I didn't have you do a clearing for people, and we're running out of time. On Sunday, when we do our grid healing, why don't we have you do a clearing on Sunday's call? Okay?
I will try. I will try to make it. I can't always make it, because sometimes I get emergency calls in the middle of the night, you know. But I will certainly try to make Sunday's call.
All right. Or we'll take an opportunity.
If I'm not there, it's because I'm working. But, I'll certainly give it my best.
I wanted Terry Friedman in particular to listen in. So maybe we could get a clearing for his nursing home, which is somewhat of a nightmare for him. Okay?
I've done that twice.
You have. You've worked on his nursing home, huh?
Yeah, I've done that twice. But so many people come and go. You know, like I say, it's hard to keep it clear. But I've cleared his personal room, the dining room, and the whole home and property. But people come and go all the time, and places where people are suffering and in pain, and there's guilt and there's shame, and there's all kinds of stuff with the people coming and going. It's impossible to keep clear.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
I mean,
well, you know what? We're at the end of our call, and if I had more time, I'd have people asking questions. But call Fred up. Talk to him, okay? You going to be home tonight, Fred, answering your phone?
I'm not going to be answering the phone. I've got someone in the bedroom right now in the middle of the healing. I stopped to do this. But I will be answering it in like a couple of hours.
What's the website?
What's the website, Fred?
HeavenlyClearings.com. And it's always a work in progress, so it's going to change like every week a little bit. But it's HeavenlyClearings.com.
I don't think Fred's website is that good in representing what he does, because I think he's truly amazing. And it's really hard for a person to toot their own horn, which is one of the reasons I put Fred on tonight. And in just terms of transparency, I did this with Ed Spina, and I said, Ed, you know what? I'm going to put you on. If you do really well, make a donation to our work. You don't have to. And I'm doing the same thing with Fred. So we don't have any strict percentage or business thing, but it gives me the reason to promote Fred, because I think that's going to benefit people and somehow help us make our own ends meet. So I thank Fred so much for showing up tonight, and we'll have him on again where he does a clearing, and I think we'll bring this call to a close. Okay? Anything else you want to say, Fred?
Nope, that's about it for me. Don't hesitate to call. Call free.
Okay. All right. I'm going to unmute everybody. Here we go. Remember, his number is in the emailing I did today.
All callers are unmuted. Yeah.